Blog Talk Radio.
My purpose is to pray.
Praise the Lord, and good evening. This is Pastor Joffrey Hooks, and you have tuned into Tehillah Worship. I am so excited about tonight's episode. I am so excited about what is about to happen. And actually, it won't be much. I just get to play some music and set an atmosphere for each and every one of you to meditate on the Word of God, to get in His presence, to bask in His glory, to seek His face, and even to pray for someone, pray for a friend, pray for a loved one, pray for a stranger, pray for an enemy. Let the Holy Ghost use you. Let the Lord God pour into you. Let God do something even now in your life that will change not just your life, but the life of someone that you are standing in proxy for, standing the gap for, that you have gone to God for, and that you live holy before Him for. I am so glad to be able to come to you on this evening. I definitely want to start out tonight by just throwing some shout outs to my listeners. And this is more than just a shout out. This is just an act of love, me saying I love you and I thank you for supporting me. And so I just want to send this shout out to all of my Pacific Northwest listeners and Seattle and Renton and Tukwila. I see you all in Federal Way and Tacoma. I see you and I thank God for you. This shout out goes to all of my family out there listening in Chicago, all you kingdom kids out there in Chicago and in the surrounding areas. And you all know, folks, live in Joliet and say they from Chicago, but this is for you too out there in Midlothian and Matteson and Lincoln Park and Park Forest, as well as South Side, North Side, the West Side of Chicago. This is for you, all y'all in Schaumburg and Waukegan, all of y'all on North Side, South Side, East Side, Lakeside, wherever. This is for you. I send this shout out for you. I thank you all for supporting and listening to all of my people listening in Vegas, new friends and old friends. God bless you. I enjoy being out there this past month ministering with you all and ministering unto you all and sharing the gospel one with another. And I'm just grateful for the support you all provide, and to all of our family out there in Georgia and Virginia, North Carolina, can't forget you, New York, all of our listeners in New York as well, and Virginia East Coast, up and down the East Coast. God bless you, and thank you for your support. Ohio, send this blessing, these blessings out to you out there in Toledo and Cleveland and all of those surrounding areas. Amen. This is for you. I even got listeners in Jamaica. Shout out to all of our Jamaica saints. God bless you. Amen. I am so glad to have listeners out there. And even those of you that may be on the other side of the earth, Africa and India and wherever else you may be, praise God for you. Amen. This is Tehillah Worship. And the word of God says that his glory covered the heavens and the earth was full of his praise. Amen. And so may the glory of God cover you on this evening. And may you who are in the earth be filled with his praise. Tonight we are going to enter in, amen, into our time of worship, our time of meditation and intercession. We're going to enter and go right into it. And I just encourage you, what happened at church today? What happened in the worship today? Amen. Was there a word that God just quickened in your spirit? Was there a prayer that you're just still believing God for, a move of God that you're still believing him for? Are you just standing in the gap for somebody? I just want us to take these next few moments tonight and just begin to meditate on that thing. Think about that thing. Turn that thing over in your spirit and let God just move mightily in your life concerning that thing. It is time for us to just enter into his presence, enter into his rest, and prepare for the week, for this week of ministry that lies ahead. I'd love for you to, those that are planning, those that are preparing to do something, that those that are teaching, I encourage you to get your Bible and get your outlines and get your notes and just kind of look over them. And I pray the Holy Spirit pours into you to overflowing on this evening. I encourage those that are preparing for work, you may be packing your lunch or ironing your clothes. I pray that the Holy Spirit just moves upon you in the name of Jesus, that even you pray for that coworker. And you think upon your boss and bless your boss in the name of Jesus. And so as we prepare for our time of meditation, hallelujah, let us pray. Gracious and glorious Father, we love you. We love you. We love you. We call you holy. We call you awesome. We call you righteous. We call you faithful. We call you worthy of all glory, honor, and praise. Touch us on this night. Meet us in this place, Lord God, and in this time of Tehillah worship. We desire to go deeper in you. And we just want to be touched by your merciful and your loving hand. God, pour into my brother, pour into my sister, pour into my pastor, pour into my evangelist, pour into this friend, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that they, Lord God, can be instruments that though they may be broken, they can still pour out, Lord God, pour out in love and pour out in strength. And we thank you for it in the name of Jesus. It is time, saints and friends, get you a comfortable chair. Find you a comfortable place to sit, to rest, and to relax in his glory. This is Tehillah Worship.
To worship.
Glory to God. Bless your name, Holy Father. We praise you, great Jehovah. Praise the Lord. This is Pastor Joffrey Hooks, and you have tuned into Tehillah Worship. And I'm moved to share this word of encouragement very briefly, but wanted to share this word because it just kind of keeps turning over in my spirit. And so the Bible says in Hebrews 9, and I want to encourage you to read the entire chapter of Hebrews 9 if you never have, or you know, maybe you just want to do it again. And actually, sometimes I read 9 and all of a sudden just start reading 10. The book of Hebrews is actually a very phenomenal book. But in the 9th chapter of Hebrews, verse 22, and almost all things are by the law purged with blood, and without shedding of blood is no remission of sin. Verse 28, so Christ was once offered to bear the sins of many, and unto them that look for him shall he appear the second time without sin unto salvation. I want to talk to those tonight that know beyond the shadow of a doubt. One, I'll talk to you all that know God answers prayer. Amen. But I also want to talk to those that know that they have prayed to God and God did not answer. Now, I know oftentimes when we say God did not answer, we really mean that we were looking for a yes and he gave us a no, or we were looking for a yes and he didn't say anything, and we say God didn't answer. And that's all right. I'm not going to debate logistics today. But I just want to encourage you and remind you that if you have prayed a prayer to God and that prayer went unanswered, you are in good company. Because we were talking in the message today was in the Garden of Gethsemane, where Jesus said these words, "Oh, my Father, if it is possible, let this cup pass from me." Jesus prayed that prayer, understanding that that prayer could not be answered by God. Understanding that he had to die, he had to go to the cross, he had to be crucified so that our sins could be removed and remitted, so that he can bring salvation to the earth. And I love that the other part, so that he can come back without sin. He had to die so that he could go away, so that he could come back and claim a church without spot, blemish, or wrinkle. He had to die so that he could send the Comforter, the Holy Spirit. He had to die so that we could be justified. He had to die so that we could have our sins propitiated. He had to die so that we could be adopted into the kingdom. He had to die so that we could enjoy this dispensation called grace. He had to die so that God could have a sacrifice for this new covenant that he was cutting for us. He had to die so that we might have salvation. We need to remember that every time God says no, there's probably a greater reason. And we can't see it right now. You may not be able to see it right now, but there is probably a greater reason. And so Jesus could say, "Let this cup pass from me." But then he could immediately follow that up with, "Nevertheless, not as I will, but as thy will." And so, God, I thank you for your will. Your will may not fit my will. Your will may not fit my plan. Your will may not fit the agenda for my life. But, God, I thank you for your will. And it might be hard to say it. Some of us have prayed for some things. And when God did not answer, when God said no, we got angry, we got mad, we cussed them, we left the church. I pray that you repent now in the name of Jesus. Because if God had answered Jesus' prayer, we would not have the benefit of our salvation. If God had answered Jesus, we would still have to sacrifice goats and bulls and oxes and doves and pigeons and turtle doves to remit sins for a moment. If God, if Jesus had not gone to the cross, if God had let that cup pass for him, what situation and condition would we be in now? We could not call ourselves sons. We would not have the benefit and be the recipients of this great salvation. And so, yes, God will say no. God will not answer. God will be silent. But God's will is greater than ours. God sees the end before the beginning. He truly is an amazing God.
Your presence amazes me. Your glory surrounds me. When I walked in this room, I felt your hand upon me.
Blessed God, our Father, we thank you and we praise you for this day. God, I just want to lift up this prayer, even as the word of encouragement went forth. I do want to lift up this prayer for those, God, that you may have had to say no, God, for there was a greater purpose, but your no wounded them. Your no broke their hearts, broke their spirits, God. And I just pray, God, I pray their strength, God, I pray their comfort. I pray, God, that you would embrace them, oh God, in the name of Jesus. I pray that you would heal their hearts. God, you had to say no, God, and spouses died. You said no, and parents had to leave us. God, you said no, and children had to slip off into eternal sleep. And God, I just bless you in the name of Jesus that you had a greater reason, God. There was a greater will, and we may not know it now. But I pray, God, that you will heal hearts, wounded hearts, God. You would touch them, God. You would bless them. You would embrace them, God, and that your grace would abound in their lives. Be a merciful and be a loving King. Be a sweet, sweet comforter. And we thank you in Jesus' name. I bless you all for joining me again for another episode of Tehillah Worship. I pray that you have a strong and a wonderful week. I pray that you go in the strength and the power of the Holy Spirit throughout this week. And I ask and invite you to join me again next week as we come back and set an atmosphere of intimacy, of meditation, and of the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. This is your host, Pastor Joffrey Hooks. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Thank you for joining. Thank you for tuning in. Share this with somebody else. Invite somebody else to join in as well. And I pray to be able to bring this again to you in the weeks ahead. God bless. What could I say?